Hello, and thank you for tuning in to The Process with Shadi Marie. We are on episode 4, and we are continuing on with the flesh and gratitude. As always, I like to start with prayer, and let's dive on into the word. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for allowing me to do this podcast, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for using me as a willing vessel to help talk, encourage, and lift up your people. God, I ask that you completely move. Holy Spirit, fill me up, Father God. Let every word that come forth, Lord Jesus, be completely from the throne of heaven and come forth with the accuracy, Father God, the teaching that you desire, that you are pleased with. Father God, let it be healing. Let it be comforting, Father God. Let it be confirming, God, and let it be uplifting to everyone listening, Father God, believer or non-believer, to trust and have faith in you. And we just seal it with your blood. We seal it with your grace. We seal it with your mercy. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So today, as we continue on our journey, gratitude, we are going to pull from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The scripture reads, "Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I want to talk a little bit about how the flesh and circumstances and things that we go through in our life can cause us not to want to see the good in a situation when it looks so bad, right? You ever been in a situation and you feel like, why am I going through this? Like, this shouldn't be happening. Whether you find yourself at a job that you don't like, getting fired, not being able to afford the things that you need, not being able to take care of yourself, not feeling well, being sick, anything that you feel you are not deserving of. A lot of times when people feel that way, they end up saying things out of their mouth that are not in agreement with the things of Christ. A lot of times when people go through hard times, rough patches, and challenges, they end up saying things and speaking things over their life that may not be true. Let me explain. It could be a fact that you are having a hard time in your life. But the truth is, trouble does not last always. So when we start to look at things through a different perspective, we end up being able to speak life over a situation instead of death over a situation. Have you ever saw someone lose their job and say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it. Oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to feed my family. And I don't think I'm going to ever be able to bounce back or recover from the situation. So a fact may be that they may be in a very, very, very hard time and hard situation. And it looks like they could lose everything. And the truth is, they possibly could lose everything in that season. I've been there. But if you speak that you're never going to recover, things are never going to change, you're never going to bounce back, then that does not speak the truth if God is able to do all things but fail. So in certain situations, Jesus is saying, give thanks in everything. Not just because things are going well. Not just because things are not going well. Give it whether they're going well or not going well. Give thanks in everything, in all things, in all circumstances. So we should be thanking God when we have a great day and thanking God when we have a not so great day. Because even as we thank Him, we are believing God that you're going to turn this day around. Even if the day was challenging, tomorrow will be better. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we have to make sure that we submit our flesh to Christ, that we surrender our flesh to Christ. How easy is it to speak negativity over your life? a lot of people were born into families that are impoverished, right? Or families that have a certain way of thinking that may not be positive. I see it all the time in my line of work. So things that have been spoken over generation and generation and generation become the norm over people's lives, and people get stuck. There was this study that I saw, and it talked about a frog, and it was like a frog in a jar. And it said, if you put a cap on it and the frog continues to jump, even when you take the lid off, it won't jump higher than it really can because it's so used to being at a cap, right? Humans can be very similar to that. And that is not a good place to be in. That's why we have to continue to meditate on the word of God day and night, giving thanks in everything, all situations. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If you are in the will of God and he is explaining to you to give thanks in everything, in all things, he is saying that this is the way. This is the truth. This is the light. This is how you overcome. This is how you're able to move forward. This is how you are encouraged. This is how you are encouraged in the Lord and encourage yourself. Be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Speak life over a situation. Give thanks no matter what it looks like, because you never know what the Lord is doing behind the scenes. Sometimes when you lose something, it could be a setup for the best thing in your life. There are so many people that have lost their jobs, lost certain things, had to walk away from certain situations that they thought were good for them, and they ended up walking into endless blessings because they trusted the Lord and they leaned into God. When you are in these situations, it may seem harder than, it may seem easier said than done. But with the Holy Spirit, you can do anything. The word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is our rock. So I also want to read the whole passage of the scripture, because I just want to give a little bit more encouragement to those of you that may feel like life is just beating you down. I get it, but I want you to be encouraged and learn to give gratitude and thanks to the Lord, no matter what. So in this scripture, if we go to the beginning of it, it would start with 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And it talks about exhortations and blessings. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to give recognition to those who labor among you and lead you in the Lord and admonish you, and to regard them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves, and we exhort you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See to it that no one repays evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for one another and for all. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't stifle the Spirit. Don't despise prophecies, but test all things. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us also. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this letter be read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The Apostle Paul is given this letter, is given this message, is given this scripture in encouragement to all brothers and sisters. He's also charging people to be patient, to be kind, to give honor, to support, to do what is good, to do what is right in the sight of the Lord, to support one another. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The Lord has given the foundation of how to encourage people. He said, be patient with all. Do not return evil for evil. Rejoice always. Help those that are weak and discouraged. How many times has it been you in that situation? You ever been in a situation and you down and then someone come kick you and don't feel good? All of the things that's going on in the nations right now, people turning on one another, people don't really have family to lean on, people being misplaced and displaced, people losing their jobs, people not able to eat because they may not be getting the benefits or support that they may need. It could be you, or it may be you. So I am here to say, be encouraged. Give thanks to the Lord in all situations. Let your spirit man be built up. Outlive this crisis. Let the Lord pour into you to give you fresh ideas. Things that you once thought of. Creativity that you have deep inside of you that you want to bring to life. Don't let the world influence your mind, will, and emotions to get inside of the flesh, this wicked flesh, to try to make you believe that there is no way out, because there's always a way out. And that way out is through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you, who can recover all. If he said it, he will do it. I have always learned that we are not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. And most of the time, there is something that he wants us to see and learn. And it's not even that it has to be a punishment. Everything is not about being punished. Some things are just for you to learn so that you can get it right this time. Some things are for you to learn so you can just have wisdom and how to do it this time. Some things are for you to learn so that you can go into a situation and be mature about it this time, so that you don't make the same mistakes that you made before. Everything is not about punishment. Some things are just for the refining, for the edifying. Trust our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful. He is true. His word does not return into him void. It goes out to do exactly what he said it will do. So God, we give you thanks again, even now. So we are just going to close out in complete gratitude, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. God, I pray that this word will encourage someone or many to stick with you, God, to trust you, God, to have faith in you, God, to give thanks to you, God, in whatever the situation may be, God. God, let this podcast, let the words that have been spoken by way of you, God, through me as a vessel, be healing to your people, God. Healing and also a push to get them to go into the right direction of whatever it is that you have called them to do, God. That today will be the day that they move forward. That they don't wallow in fear, God. That they don't drown, Father God, in the past. That they don't succumb to self-pity. But they will feel encouraged to move forward. Knowing that you are a redeemer, that you redeem the time, that you will recover everything that the locust, the Pomeran, ate. God, you are God. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are all of our provider, and you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and your glory, which is far beyond anything that we can imagine or understand. So God, again, thank you. Thank you, God. And we seal it yet again in your name, Jesus, in your grace, and in your mercy. Thank you for listening to The Process with Sade Marie. May your heart be healed. Amen.